Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We have, speaking of helium, we have Chris O'Brien, I think, has inhaled far too much helium. As a matter of fact, he's going to audition for the next movie about the chipmunks. Okay. Dr. John Brandenburg joins us. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. Chris, let's explore more of the mysteries and the majesty of Mars and why we need to get there yesterday.
Okay, Gene.
the Mars reason I brought up the helium.
Chris, don't make the imitations your day job. Don't give up your day job for that.
I promise. I won't give it up. The reason why I brought it up is because, with Gene, your comment about the appropriations, dwindling off. We're seeing the last of the space shuttle flights, I think, coming up here, and it seems like we have really taken a backseat to space exploration to a certain degree, manned space exploration, and the Chinese do have pretty extensive plans to go to the moon, and.
Yep.
And as Bigelow pointed out in this interview that I heard with him, he rarely does interviews. And, of course, having his own aerospace company, and he's, I think, talking with NASA about helping them, shore up and expand the International Space Station with his inflatable modules that
yes.
he's been testing. He's the only person, private individual. He's like Goldfinger. He's got two satellites up there, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah,
actually,
so
tracks to, in Moonraker.
Right, Moonraker. There we go. So I when someone like this talks, which is publicly, I tend to listen carefully. And one of the things that he mentioned was the legality of actually having a lasting presence on the moon, which would almost be like annexing or whatever that word is, the moon. And there would be some question of whether they could actually grant permission or not for other countries to actually go there. So his point with this whole conversation was if they're able to annex the moon in some way, shape, or form, then the next logical step for the Western powers would be to go to Mars. And
Mr. Bigelow is a very smart guy and a very far-sighted guy. And by the way, I shouldn't have compared him to the guy in Moonraker. He's got far more imagination, for one thing. Mr. Bigelow wants to make us spacefaring, and he's investing his own money in it. He's a visionary. And as it turns out, the Chinese cannot legally appropriate the moon because of a little-known treaty that the United States signed, so did the Russians, so have the Chinese, called the Outer Space Treaty of 1967. It's a very important treaty. That treaty says that no earthly nation can claim any heavenly bodies or regions of space as their own territory. And it was meant to head off a nuclear war over the moon during the Apollo era. Both the Russians and the United States said, okay, we're in a race for the moon. By that time, the Russians were obviously losing the race. They said, you can't make the moon the 51st state, right? And the Americans said, yeah, we're not going to make it the 51st state. And we can't do that about Mars either. The treaty, by the way, is very important because it says that that's one clause of the treaty. The other clause is you can't have nuclear weapons in space. And everyone agrees that that is a really good thing to have an agreement on. Because if
yeah,
you started
putting
nuclear
that's
weapons...
The case, John? Do you
what?
Believe that there's no nuclear weapons in space?
Well, not many of them.
Okay, well, we all know about treaties and how treaties...
We all know about treaties.
Look at all the treaties that we did with the Native Americans and, look, I think it's 60, 70 treaties that have been totally blown apart. You know, I think what Bigelow was...
No country follows a treaty when it decides it's no longer in its self-interest to follow.
Exactly. And but
I mean, who are you comparing the United States with? The French?
Right, exactly. Well,
the Russians?
Well, I mean, possession is 9/10 of the law, as they say. And if the Chinese are able to create revolving series of missions to the moon and have some sort of presence there and actually attempt to begin exploiting the natural resources that are found there, like helium-3, as we were talking about.
Yeah.
It would be very difficult for the U.S. to...
I was at a place, by the way, where they burned helium-3 and generated 100 kilowatts of pure fusion power using... that's enough to run 100 microwave ovens to light 100 houses, and they generated with pure helium-3, no radiation.
Wow.
It was so clean... they could send the technicians into the chamber right after they'd run because it didn't produce any radioactivity. That was done in Britain at the Jet Tokamak. And I just happened to be visiting the day after they'd done it. They kind of did that experiment as kind of a end of a set of experiments they'd been doing. And it was the last experiment because they knew that it was so safe that they could just shut it down and do some maintenance on the experiment afterwards. So it can be done, and all you need is a lot of helium-3, and...
would that be difficult technically to obtain?
You can obtain helium-3 on Earth. One of the curious... tritium is a radioactive form of hydrogen, and every 12 years, half of it turns into helium-3, and they use that in nuclear weapons. So... we actually have a lot of helium-3. I asked the fellow at a conference, we don't have enough helium-3 to do this. And somebody pulled me aside after the talk and said, actually, we have lots of helium-3. And I said, how much? He said, if I told you how much, then you could tell how many nuclear weapons we had. So we actually have, Uncle Sammy has squirreled away several tons of helium-3, as it turns out, for various for a rainy day. What's that?
All right. So how do you know this, John?
Oh, a nod and a wink from this guy.
Okay.
And I knew the guy as a kind of part of the nuclear weapons establishment.
He's somebody you trust to provide honest information.
Yes. It was basically a nod and a wink. I said, gee, how much do we have? And he says, I can't tell you that. And I said, well, we have, so much. And he kind of nodded and winked.
So you played
the
nod and wink game
to
realize all this stuff.
What's that?
You played the nod and the wink game, which is not like wink and blink.
And nodded and wink at the same time, meaning, yes, I'm agreeing with you, but there's probably more I'd like to tell you, but what I can't tell you. When you're talking to people in the classified community, there's certain protocols you follow, and it's almost like a reporter asking, for a story on deep background, sort of. But anyway, we do have a large amount of helium-3. And I don't know how much. We have certainly enough to do a lot of helium-3 fusion experiments. By the way, we can get all the helium-3 we want by making radioactive hydrogen called tritium and letting it decay in a big cask. You basically just fill a tank with radioactive hydrogen, tritium, and every year or so you tap off part of it and clean out the helium-3 because it's in 12 years, half of it will be helium-3. So that's one way to get helium-3.
Okay, so why do we have to go to the moon if we have this amount here? Why?
You don't want to make helium-3 that because it means storing large amounts of radioactive stuff, and it's just a mess. That's what you do in a national emergency if you need helium-3. What you do if you are smart is you go to the moon and stake out a claim, particularly at Tranquility Base, which is the first place the Americans landed, and has the richest helium-3, as it turns out, just by accident.
I'm going to ask you a question about that, and we'll follow it up. We have Dr. John Brandenburg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
You expect professional service from your doctor, your accountant, and even the girl who takes your morning coffee order. Why not from your domain registrar, too? Namecheap.com provides stellar service with no sneaky upselling. We offer more features and security options for your website than there are ways to order a latte. And new domains come with WhoisGuard to protect your personal info. At Namecheap.com, you can get your domain for as low as $2.99. Now is a great time to get to know Namecheap.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest in all aspects of the paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now at 1-800-728-2730 or visit their website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We want to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com. Get in on all the action at forum.theparacast.com.
We are on the lookout for helium-3, but I think Chris has inhaled our entire supply on this planet. That's why we have to go to the moon.
Well,
because
like
otherwise
couple,
we wouldn't have.
Dr.
John
for,
Brandenburg joins us on the Paracast. I'm Gene Steinberg. So the big question here is, what kind of resources does it take to get us to the moon and to be able to bring back enough helium-3? What's it going to cost? What's the, basically, well, what is the return on our investment, the ROI, as they say in the ad business?
Well, as I said, people have burned helium-3 in the tokamak-type devices, and it burned nicely. Now, they didn't burn enough of it to actually make power. As kind of a science fiction exercise, I wrote a book called 2012 Asteroid 2012 Sepulveda, and in that, one of the subplots is they actually make helium-3 work in a tokamak, and it immediately changes the entire energy situation on Earth. It just goes through the world's economy like a shockwave. That's not what they intend either, but it does it. Suddenly all the oil in the ground in the Middle East is worth much less because they have helium-3
Wouldn't
burning.
We be desperate, though, to want to put a stop to our dependence on the Middle East? Look how unstable it is. I mean, if tomorrow we said, we're going to take helium-3, we're going to exploit it, we're going to find out how it could serve our interests, I think the price of oil would go down like 40 times overnight.
Imagine dealing with somebody who is supplying you like something you need, like wheat, and, you know, every week there's a crisis. They can't get along, the family that runs this business can't get along with each other. You know, they're you know, and so so you're dependent on them, and yet they're constantly threatening to suspend their supplies, or their supplies are constantly in danger because they can't get along with each other. This is just maddening. No intelligent country would continue to depend on completely unreliable people to supply them with stuff. I mean, the people in the Middle East need to get their act together. I'm speaking politely. And we cannot depend on them for oil anymore.
Right. By the time this airs, gas may be $5 a gallon.
Every time a camel sneezes in the Middle East now, they raise the price of oil. I mean, there's some other actors in this who aren't in the Middle East whom I think should be investigated or something, because they're taking advantage of this to raise the price of oil. Anytime there's a demonstration or Gaddafi bombs one of his own refineries or something like this.
We nicely call them oil speculators.
Yes, the speculators are just, this is a dream come true for speculators in commodities like this. Endless turmoil. And no intelligent culture would depend on this kind of would be held hostage by this kind of resource. I do not know. Well, we're trying to form, you know, I mean, this administration, to its credit, is trying to get us to go to green fuels and stuff like this so we can lessen our dependence. And,
well, you know, maybe we shouldn't get into the drill baby drill thing here, because let's go back to the mysteries of Mars. Now,
let's go back to the mysteries of Mars. That's what happened on Mars. They were drilling too deep, and they set off a nuclear explosion.
Right. And the other problem, of course, is that, you know, the drilling reminds me of what I have to do with my teeth right now. I don't want to think about it. And I think Chris would agree with me. All right. Seriously speaking, let's look at some of the other aspects of this. All right. So we have Mars. It would be really glorious to get back there. Maybe Robert Bigelow could fund the expedition. He has the money.
Oh, Steve to go back
Jobs,
to the moon.
Warren Buffett, and then Bill Gates. They could all finance
They could fund it out of their pocket change.
Sure.
It's for one thing, as Elon Musk has shown with the Dragon 9, if you get the right rocket scientists together, you can build a pretty cheap rocket that does what it's supposed to do. I mean, I think they should just put people on that thing and launch it to the space. Well, I'm hoping they'll launch their next Dragon 9. We'll just go right up to the space station and dock with it. And they have a pressurized cabin on it. They can actually put some seats in it and put people in it. But, you know, they don't want to be hasty about that.
Well, we don't want, of course, to have some kind of disaster. We have to be very cautious, because it's not a question here where the world is watching. And if someone doesn't survive that expedition, you know, they could lose a lot of stockholders real fast.
The milquetoasts say, well, we told you so. You know, if people were supposed to go into space, we would have been born with spacesuits. and you know, there's those type. And
but really speaking here, though, before we even get man to Mars or another lunar expedition, how do we validate all of your theories? You have a lot of fascinating theories here about the face on Mars, which is obviously not yours alone. A lot of people hold that. We talk about the nuclear explosion on Mars, artificial,
natural,
whatever.
The nuclear explosion on Mars is actually pretty easy to validate.
Okay.
All you have to do is land a lander in the hot zone.
So we do have to be Mars, though. We have to send a Martian probe. Forget about humans. Martian probes have to be sent to validate this. How do we validate the face on Mars? Do we go to that region?
Well, just by coincidence, the big radiation spot on Mars is about 500, maybe 600 miles northwest of where Cydonia Mensa is. So you can almost drop a second probe in Cydonia Mensa, but of course they're not going to do that. They'll simply say, oh, that would be silly to do that because there's nothing there.
Well, you can find another excuse, can't you? Do you have to say, we're going there to see the face on Mars or to validate Dr. Brandenburg's theory that there was a nuclear explosion? They don't have to say that.
I think what you should do is you should send we have developed a nuclear-powered rover to go investigate the big methane vents. They should just make a clone of that. I mean, it's a very good design. It's nuclear-powered, so it doesn't need to worry about solar panels. The solar panels kept getting covered with Mars dust. Fortunately, then, or they could send one of the probes, one of the things they've already built. But they've just gone to the trouble of designing and building this new nuclear-powered rover. It's as big as a Volkswagen. And it can drive all night. And they could land that in northern Mare Acidalium region and take samples. And if you ask the right question, if you give it the right instruments, you'll be able to tell, at least in terms of the nuclear reactions involved, what actually happened. Remember, we have a lot of experience in analyzing nuclear stuff on Earth from the Cold War.
I would also hope, by the way, John, that it would be more reliable than a Volkswagen, which is not known to be the most reliable car in the world. I know the car enthusiasts will now hate me and say, well, I love my new Beetle or my Passat or all the other cars that Volkswagen came out with. We're not talking about how much fun they are. We're talking about reliability. We are talking to the very reliable Dr. John Brandenburg. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. And I don't know if he's given up the helium yet, but let's do it. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda? Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@WebTV.net. That's MrUFO@WebTV.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey Guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, my name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have two more segments left for this week's episode of the Paracast. Our guest for his encore, Dr. John Brandenburg, talking about the mysteries and the magic and majesty of Mars. And also, Chris O'Brien has now recovered from his helium.
I'm going to say something about the Chinese space program and its ambitions to go to the moon.
Okay.
When the Russians and the United States were racing to the moon, we were launching astronauts and cosmonauts about once a month. In fact, both sides were taking a lot of risks. That's why we lost the three astronauts in the Apollo fire, because they were rushing that program. And the Russians lost three very brave cosmonauts because they wanted to fly three of them in a capsule that was built for two men, and the only way they could do that was have them in there without spacesuits. And, of course, Murphy's Law struck, a pressure seal broke, and the three cosmonauts died from lack of oxygen on the way back into the atmosphere. And they opened up the capsule, and they were all in there dead, and it was a terrible tragedy. But it shows that they were a bunch of brave men, but both the Russians and the United States were launching guys all the time. And, you know, the Russians would do a spacewalk, and then we'd do a spacewalk with a longer tether the next month just to show them, you know, our tether is 10 feet longer than your tether. And that was how the space race was won. The Chinese have been launching guys like once every 3 years. They're not going, they're being really careful. They don't want to make any mistakes. And so therefore, I say with American can-do, we wake up one morning side, when the Chinese, here's my scenario for the Chinese landing on the moon, my ideal scenario. is they are met, greeted immediately by a party of American astronauts and invited back to the American moon base for a steak dinner.
You opened up a can of cows.
And baked beans. How about this barbecue? Let's do the kind of Western thing here where we got the barbecue and maybe we'll have some, you know,
that's
some
fajitas, right,
which is kind of like Southwest imitation Mexican food, that kind of thing.
Yeah, we'll have some Coors beer and we'll have a great time. The Chinese taikonauts will be treated very well.
But seriously speaking,
the
Chinese are really moving pretty fast. But I wonder about the South Koreans. In South Korea, they're doing very well with cars. Why not with some kind of space program?
Well, the Japanese, for instance, have launched a probe that the Europeans and the Japanese had launched capsules now to the space station that docked with it automatically. And they have pressurized compartments on both of them. They could easily put either Japanese or European astronauts in there. But you got to realize the Europeans and the Japanese don't do that sort of thing. They wait for the United States and the Russians to do stuff like that. We're the cowboys. They leave it to the cowboys and the Cossacks.
Before we get too far afield here, wait a minute. You just said the Chinese, when they land on the moon, are going to be invited by Americans to go have a steak dinner. Now, were you just making a joke there, or was there a little hint of
serious? Oh, no, that's my ambition.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. What are you referring to?
We have the space shuttle. Once you disassemble it and use it like a box of Tinker Toys, you can build a Saturn V rocket out of it. That's what they're going to do.
Oh, going to do.
You take the core propulsion for the space shuttle, take off the space shuttle, take the engines off the space shuttle, put them on the bottom of the fuel tank, you have a Saturn V rocket. And we have new types of rocket fuel that we can put in the solid rocket boosters and that it improves its performance, makes it much environmentally cleaner. And we will have a moon rocket. Every time they launch the space shuttle, they're putting about 100 tons into orbit. That's as much as the Saturn V moon rocket did. Just because that, you know, about 60 tons of that flies back and lands on the runway, people don't understand what we're doing. Once we decide we're going to go back to the moon, especially if we decide there's something valuable there that we cannot allow another nation to dominate. You saw what the Chinese are doing with rare earths, right?
Yep.
They're cornering the market on rare earths. And then when the Chinese and the Japanese had a little scuffle over some fishing boat or something, the Chinese just cut off all the rare earths to Japan. So the Japanese electronics industry basically had to shut down. So Japanese are running all over the world now trying to find rare earth mines. By the way, they're not that rare. They're just hard to refine. But the Chinese have already showed that they will, if they find a vital resource, they'll try and dominate it and abuse their privileges. I have very little patience with the People's Republic of China.
No,
and,
so you weren't.
They've shown their hand in Tibet and with this rare earth thing. We don't want them going to the moon first and saying they're going to sell us helium-3.
Sure, but here's the problem here. There seems to be no incentive on the part of the administration or Congress to do anything really serious in space exploration. How do you incentivize this? How do you say, hey, guys, we got to do it, and we have all these people new in Congress saying we got to cut this, we got to cut that. How can you come back and say, okay, give us $50 billion to get us to the moon and Mars as quickly as possible?
Well, for one thing, you must realize that when we send Americans into space, that sends a message. That is part of our national defense. In the modern era, you don't fight big major wars with major powers. What you do is you deter war. And you deterrence because of nuclear weapons. You don't want a full-scale war among superpowers. What you have is deterrence. You want the other side to know that they will not survive a major war. We may not survive either, but they certainly will not survive. So it's in their interest not to have any major trouble with us. Deterrence is the ability to project your capabilities to everybody without actually setting off bombs or doing anything like that. One of the best ways to do that is to launch the space shuttle. The space shuttle is the biggest thing in space. It's a Buck Rogers spaceship. It can grab the Russian space capsule with its robot arm and put it, tuck it into its cargo bay and carry it back to its mommy. The space shuttle, was developed under Carter and launched under Reagan, and after it had launched a few times, the Russians were horrified because it was so much more bigger and more advanced than anything they had in space. The reason Reagan could propose Star Wars is because of the space shuttle. The space shuttle showed Americans were supreme in space technology. You know, and what you do now is you don't, in fact, I've told people they should just keep launching the shuttle till we get the Dragon 9 online. Just do it. Won't cost that much. Launch one a year. And once you do that, by the way, they could put a seat in the X-37B, the little miniature shuttle they just launched, and we could have Americans in space just about any time we want to. But the space shuttle was part of our national defense. It is part of our national defense. It shows that Americans are supreme in space every time it launches.
Yeah, and a lot of those launches have secret.
By the way, if we let the Chinese go to the moon for us, it shows we're a paper tiger, or has been.
We understand the political ramifications.
We're not going to let that happen.
John, we understand the political ramifications. And when we get to our final segment,
political ramifications are paramount.
I'm going to ask you, John, we're going to ask you once we get to our final segment, maybe we could look towards a solution to get us back to the moon, to get us moving to Mars a lot faster than we otherwise might be able to do it. Our guest is Dr. John Brandenburg. The book is Life and Death on Mars, The New Mars Synthesis. And it tells me we got to get back there. The co-host is Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL. Use the coupon code NIGHTOWL to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again. Introducing FDG clubs and survival bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Clifford Cliff, International Director for the Mutual UFO Network. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
A reminder, if you have a comment or a question about the Paracast, write us. News@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. This is our final segment with Dr. John Brandenburg. We're talking about Mars. The co-host, Chris O'Brien. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. I am not a Martian, ladies and gentlemen. I know some people, you know, they say, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or vice versa. I never got that right. Okay, so I'm still looking for an answer here, and it's not maybe because the Chinese might do it, but I'm still looking for an answer, and maybe I'm not hearing it, John. How do we turn things around with the space program? This is what we could do. And again, if nothing else happens, can we get all those billionaires to do it for us?
Well, for one thing, if you find evidence for a giant nuclear explosion on Mars, you go to conferences and talk about it, and you write a book about it so that everyone knows that this happened, and it becomes imperative for us to investigate it. And that means American astronauts have to go to Mars first and investigate it. Now, the same goes for, let's say, rumors of a dead civilization on Mars. You can't let the Chinese go to Mars first. No, we have to examine the ruins first. It looks like a primitive civilization, but we don't know its level of technology. Suppose they have super weapons buried in the rubble that somebody who lands there could learn and then gain an advantage on Earth. You can't let that sort of thing happen. Not if you're a forward-looking country like this. And that almost doesn't matter anymore whether you're a liberal Democrat or a conservative Republican. You can't let certain things happen. And one of the things you can't let happen is you can't allow evidence for a planet-destroying phenomenon go uninvestigated, or worse yet, go investigated by other superpowers while you're sitting at home waiting they'll give you a copy of their final report. No, you have to send your own people there to ascertain the facts. If the Russians and the Chinese want to investigate it together with us, wonderful. They can pay for their share of the freight to get to Mars. But you cannot. No responsible American administration of any political persuasion will allow any other superpower to get to Mars first and investigate.
Is it going to require that, though? Is it going to require that the superpower, the other one, like China, suddenly shows a more overt effort towards their space program? Will that be the thing that will make us want to do something?
Oh,
it's always in reaction.
It'll happen.
Here's the point I'm making.
Yes.
Okay. So back in the 50s, we had the Russians launch Sputnik. That was our Sputnik moment, as we're talking about now.
They've already said it. We've already had our Sputnik moment.
They were going to go to the moon. What
they told us they were going to go to the moon to harness helium-3 for fusion. A week later, they said, oh, we didn't really say that. They actually did this. They said, oh, we didn't mean that.
Okay, so they had it's a Sputnik moment that was walked back.
Oh, yes, they walked it back. Because they studied what happened to the Russians. They know this country, once it gets its mind to do something, can do astonishing and terrible things.
Well, yeah, but you're arguing, John, against this theory. You're saying here that they're afraid to have that new Sputnik moment. They're afraid to admit what they're going to do or what they hope to do because they don't want to inspire us. Because we work best in reaction to a crisis, not, as they say, being proactive. In a situation like the original space program, we were defensive, reactive. Now it's going to take something else. What about E.T.? Would E.T. have to land here? Would that help us change things? Can we expect that E.T. will be here next?
You'll have to read my novel, Morningstar Pass, to explore that scenario. E.T. has probably already landed here. Just like in a 1950s science fiction movie. You want to know where the first UFO abduction occurred? In a movie made in 1958 called The Mysterians. It was a Japanese monster movie, and it had people in flying saucers abducting Earth women.
That was in the late 50s.
Yeah, late 50s, after Sputnik.
And that was when the Japanese were first making all these nuclear disaster movies like
Godzilla.
Godzilla didn't come here because he just came out of the ground. He was the result of a mutation from a nuclear weapons experiment.
Oh, right. He came and trashed Tokyo.
And Raymond Burr in the American version was, of course, there to tell us about it.
Oh, yes. I love that movie.
Original Godzilla, movie, of course,
Godzilla,
was made by
Godzilla movies,
a company called the King Brothers, bring this movie to America. And what they did is they dubbed it and they filmed extra stuff. And to make it local, to make it more appealing to Americans, they had Raymond Burr film these segments.
Oh, yeah. Well, they did a good job because it was a very effective movie. I mean, it was scary. Even though it was a big monster and tanks were shooting at it and stuff like this, it wasn't like a werewolf creeping up on you in the middle of the night. It was a scary movie because it was so stark. And I thought they put together a nice movie, including Raymond Burr, because he basically would...
He had gravitas. He'd get on there and he'd be authoritative. And in his best Perry Mason voice, he'd make you believe what was going on. Let's get away from that, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so the key is here, the Chinese right now, according to what you say, are afraid to create a new Sputnik moment for space exploration.
And let them be afraid. Let them be very afraid.
Okay, so basically, there's nothing that's going to happen right now to convince the U.S. to suddenly start a new space program accelerated,
They won't be able to. You know when they launched their first manned mission? They waited till the Columbia, after the Columbia disaster, where we were grounded. That's what they do. They wanted to lord it over us. They couldn't help themselves.
So if it's not the Chinese, is there anything else that could
The Russians are, the Russians have a lot of oil money, and they already have a moon rocket called the Energia that they could, they all have the blueprints. It was launched twice. It was very successful. And they have a lot of oil money now. In fact, they're making money every day because of all this trouble in the Middle East, because we get a lot of our oil from Russia.
And maybe they're controlling the oil speculators to increase the price.
Oh, if you're Vladimir Putin, you're sitting there eating popcorn, watching everything in the Middle East.
I don't think he's that kind of person. I think he's a health food nut. You know, he's
that's true.
He's karate and everything.
But he's a very smart guy. And by the way, what they're going to do? My proposal, in fact, was to continue the shuttle program at one launch a year, and I hope they do. I believe they will do that. But if they don't, we're going to end the shuttle program with great fanfare, and the Chinese are going to immediately start launching. As many people in those space as they can, because they're gonna make us lose face.
So maybe they're gonna.
They want to make
us.
They want to rub our faces in it.
Is that what you're saying, John? They're going to do it without telling us. They're just going to launch the probe, the trip to the moon.
Oh, yeah.
They're not going to telegraph this information. They're gonna keep it secret. They're going to launch this, and one day we'll wake up. It's already happened. It's too late.
Oh well. We keep it careful. It's very difficult to disguise a space launch.
But they're going to try and rub our faces in the fact that we won't have a manned space program if we stop the shuttle. I said, keep the shuttle going at one launch a year until we have a replacement for it, the Dragon 9, or the Dragon space capsule, have that delivering Americans to the space station, then stop the shuttle.
Okay, but why would they listen to John Brandenburg? They must have their own ideas.
What's that?
They don't listen to you.
Oh, some people listen to me.
Okay.
Occasionally.
Well, we've been listening to
you for a couple hours now,
John. We're just about the end of this second journey with you. The book, again, is called Life and Death on Mars, The New Mars Synthesis, where all this is outlined, all the possibilities that make further Mars exploration so compelling. So attractive. Maybe we did originate from Mars in some fashion. Who knows what we might find there, what mysteries to resolve. Where can our listeners find more of the things you do?
Let's see. Oh, I'm going to put up a Facebook page here pretty quick. I've finally broken down, decided to do that. And so if you're on Facebook, you'll be seeing my Facebook page where I'll have kind of some of the things I do and the books that I've written.
And instead of seeing his face, ladies and gentlemen, it'll be the face on Mars. Chris O'Brien, where do we find more of your stuff?
OurStrangePlanet.com, and of course,
all right.
Forums.theparacast.com. And John, we got to have you back to talk about your new book, which is the GEM Unified
Field Theory.
Yeah.
Einstein was right all along, actually. Well, he was mostly right.
Dr. John Brandenburg, thank you so much for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Okay, we have to go to Mars first and find out what caused the big explosion. That's absolutely imperative.
The Paracast is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.